it's kind of been like ups and downs for me. When I was younger, leading into London 2012, I didn't even really, I just took it all in my stride. I was so naive to it and just kind of, oh, I just do it for fun, don't really know what I'm doing. And yeah, that was good, but I'm a much better athlete than I was back then. I actually know how to pole vault and I know how to be a professional athlete. But I think the last year especially, I struggled with expectation more from myself, and I don't really feel the pressures externally. It's more from what from myself, and I've known all along since the first day I picked up a pole. I knew it was something that I could be good at, and I know deep down what I can achieve and some of the goals that I've got, and I've not achieved them yet. And I think the 4 years of injury I had has really piled my own expectation on my shoulders, and that was a really heavy weight for me to carry last year, because I got myself in good shape but broke the British record early on. I was like, yes, I've finally got a little break. I'm finally in a position where I can tackle and try and achieve the goals that I've known all along that I can. And when it, didn't happen because of the expectation and the pressure, I was just so desperate to do it, and I almost wanted it too much. And now I've come out the other side of that, and I'm more chilled about it. I know that's how I'm not going to achieve my goals. So my aims this year is just to have fun, enjoy myself, and not put the pressure on me, and not chase some of the dreams that I know I can achieve, and just know that I will achieve them in the next 3 years. And the way I'm going to do that is just to enjoy myself and have fun.
You wouldn't go to work every day if you didn't believe what you could achieve, would you? If you didn't think you could be right at the top of your game, you wouldn't do it, would you?
No, exactly. And I'm one. I know deep down, so there's a couple of things that I know that I can achieve, and I've known all along, and there are a couple of like pretty big targets, but I don't know what it is, but I have this like feeling in my stomach, and I have this belief that I know that I can achieve it, and that's why I keep going. I've had a really rough ride over the last 4 years, and I really want to be a mother. I want to start a family, and I want to run my own coffee business. It's not as if I'm hanging on in the sport because I've got nothing else to do. Like, I have some pretty big dreams and aspirations after my pole vaulting career, but I know deep down that I can achieve some great things in pole vault, and that's why I get up and do it every day, because that's what, that's what I want to do.
Have you put a time on your career by the sound of this?
I've always said, and everyone says, oh, you've got so many more years. And I have, like, there's girls that are doing it that are 34, 35, that are still in their prime age, and I'm only 26, so I potentially have another 10 years. But like I said, I have some really big goals and dreams that I want to do. I want to move back to Lancashire. I want to run my own coffee shop. I want to have a family. I want to just enjoy life, because there's so many sacrifices. Like I said, I live 4 hours away from all my family. I see them once a blue moon, and I have other goals, but until I've achieved what I know I can, I'm still going to be, plugging away. And at the minute, I've said I'll go until 2021, which is the world champs. That'll be after the world champs in Eugene. And what, because one of my goals is to jump 5 meters, and one of them is to win a global outdoor title, so either world or Olympics. So that gives me three more opportunities to do that. So I think it's going to be a nice 4 years where hopefully everything I've struggled with has given me so much in my armory. I've learned so much, and I'm a much better athlete for it. These next 4 years, I'm hoping, is going to be a bit more smoother, and I can tick off some of them things that I want to achieve.
You say a coffee business and a family. Is sport something that you might finish altogether with then, or is it something that would always be part of you, that you'd want something to do with sport?
I love sport, and I'm just about to finish a degree in sport. And I've always said when I was younger, I want to be a PE teacher, I want to do this, I want to do that in sport. It's always been in sport, and I think being an athlete is really, really hard, and it looks really glamorous from the outset, from the outside, but it's so hard, and it's such a dog eat dog world. It kind of, you get a bit, I'm a bit like done with it. I want to do something different, and I found a massive passion in coffee. I don't know whether people notice on social media. Obviously they do. And I just think I would love to coach. I'd love to go down to Blackburn Harriers and have my own little pole vault group twice a week. I'd love to still be in touch with that, because I do love sport, and I definitely still, I'd join a netball team and do stuff like that. But I think working in sport, I think I'll be a bit done with that, and I want to try something new. And at the minute, me and my husband, this coffee shop dream is getting us so excited. I actually volunteer once a week in a kind of a, not a chain, in a like a local coffee shop, just like learning what to do, making the coffees, and I'd love it so much, and it makes me just want to do it.
In terms of the games, would you say Canada and New Zealand give you probably the most competition for where you want to be?
Yeah, definitely. And it's really strange, actually, because I would have said, you know, Olympic, European and world stages are really, really difficult to win medals. You know, some of the best girls are from Europe. And in, on a world stage, you know, Cuba, Brazil, America have got really strong. And then I would have said, looking at the last couple of Commonwealth Games, the Commonwealth is a really soft medal. It's really quite easy to win one. I mean, in Glasgow, 380 won the bronze. And actually, out of nowhere, we've got some really good Commonwealth countries now. We've got two really good girls from Canada, and we've got the Olympic bronze medalist from Rio, in from New Zealand, in the comp too. So I think it's going to, you know, be you've got to jump 470 to win a medal, and that for the Commonwealth is very strange. So definitely Alicia Newman from Canada and Eliza McCarthy from New Zealand are going to be, you know, my main competitors, but I get on with them both so well. I'm really good friends with Alicia. I spent 10 days with her travelling at the end of the season last year, going to different competitions, and we get on so well. So it's hard in the pole vault, it's hard to see them as your rivals, because it's not like you're directly competing against each other. You're just there. You know, you could be anywhere in the world. It's just you and the bar. So you're almost willing them to do well as yourself. It's a really nice pole vault family that we have.
Well, we wish you well. We hope it goes really well. Just how much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's such an exciting prospect. I'm excited just to get competing, and I love major championships. It's what I do the sport for. I thrive in the environment. It's just, you know, even just getting your accreditation and putting who you're sharing in the room and just going somewhere new and then getting in that competition venue and having all them people there. It's just what I love doing, and I think doing, especially because it's something I've never done before, it's going to be really exciting. And putting on an England vest for the first time, you know, that's going to be really nice too. I've grown up in England. I am English, and it's just going to be a really proud moment.